And I love the fact that you can pick up the phone. I may not love what you say, but I cannot get over the fact that you can pick up the phone and say, I've thought about this and this doesn't work for me. My esteem comes in with my ability to hear that, no matter how much it can pinch. But the rules of self-esteem in a relationship are you turn the mirror on yourself. And the first place you begin is, how do you behave? What's your tactics with low self-esteem? And as you look at this, remember, we're dealing in the era of the laws of co-create reality. As you look at this, remember that you have to hold yourself accountable to a scale and system you may not be willing to change, and this is something you got to ask yourself. Do you want to be someone who operates up front, or do you prefer the behind-the-scenes life? You got to ask yourself this question because it is on deck right now. Just for the sake of this discussion, think about somebody that you have always manipulated. You know how many times women say, you know, I know how to talk to him. I know, really, let me talk to your father for you. Let me talk to this. Or I remember this one woman saying to me, every time he wants to get his way, he comes home with a gift. And I said, well, you don't have to accept the gift, but I like it. I like what he picks up. Well, yeah? All right. So, are you willing to change the rules? Now think about one person where you have a really manipulative dynamic. And if I said, all right, now just imagine yourself having enough respect that says, that's it, I am not playing this game stuff again. It ain't going to happen. It's over. And you're going up to the person without anger, without any, you know, drums and banging and pots and pans. Imagine yourself, think, are you able to? Of course you are, or you wouldn't be listening to this series. Whether or not you want to is the question. Whether or not you're willing to be direct with someone, including being able to be honest about feelings, being honest about anything, you fill in the blank. And it also includes having the esteem to say to the other person, speak to me just as directly. Self-esteem is not about only you dominating a relationship. That's child self-esteem. Whatever rules you want to honor yourself, you must give to the other person. That's where the esteem comes in of having it for the other self. It's for you and the other self. And there, it always begins by keeping an eye on, do I want to give up manipulative behavior? First, you have to identify what it is. And the last thing you do is say, don't even tell yourself you don't have any. Just start taking your checklist and observing yourself. And now go to part two of this, which is just a little nerve-wracking. And imagine for a minute, what would the closest relationship or the most important, and usually that comes in the form of a romantic partner, what would your partnership look like if suddenly you changed the dynamics and equaled the power? That's high risk sometimes. It is seriously high risk. Can you sense whether or not your partner is saying to you, I need to engage some changes in my life? There are many times, either the male, the female, the husband, the wife, the two partners, the woman, woman, man, man, where one of them says, I want to do some serious self-exploration. Are you strong enough to let your partner do that? That's a question. And if you find yourself twiddling inside, then there's something about your self-esteem that says no. The day you start telling yourself, my life's nothing without you, is the day you better sit down and have a real serious discussion with yourself about, excuse me, for what reason were you born? To live with and for them. You want to snap out of it? You want some nice cold ice water in your face? You aren't born for anybody at all but yourself. Birth is extremely narcissistic, or have you not noticed that? As is, I might add, death. So here's part two of what you need to look at in your relationship dynamic. A question you need to pause on, too, as you pursue an awareness in self-esteem and relationships. And that's the best way to think of it, because it is developing an awareness of how you behave, and always back to what I discussed in the very first session, which is your private agendas. Monitoring your private agendas in relationships. Why did I say that? Why am I manipulating? The greatest fear is alone or abandonment. And that fear in relationship to your self-esteem is a formula very few people really stop to connect the dots with, which is, you know what? I keep my self-esteem real low, because my feeling is that you believe, you take time to think about this one. Don't do it fast. You believe somewhere in your system that the consequence of developing self-esteem is abandonment. And there's a part of you that believes that. I'm telling you that right now. That if you became empowered, if you really, quote, came into the fullness of who you are, you'll pay a price. And that price is you'll be alone. Because we have in our archetypal structure the image that the fully healthy, fully empowered person is a solo being. We have a deep archetypal image that, think about relationships, we need each other. And in order to be in a relationship, you have to be needy. And if you aren't needy, who are you going to need? And if you aren't needy, you don't deserve a relationship. Think about it. He doesn't need me. She doesn't need me. So in order to keep the energy of a relationship going,